Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
Understanding odds in line is the foundation to becoming a successful sports investor, guys. These are the three keys to understanding them, step by step by step. The first step is understanding what types of odds are displayed in your country. And this is the first video of many, guys. Before I do start with the lesson, this is lesson one, understanding odds and lines. From here on out, I'm going to come out with a show each week educating you guys on different things you need to know in order to succeed in this industry. From strategies to bankroll management to rules to discipline, the mindset, you name it. I'm going to give it all to you guys over the next few weeks, lesson by lesson. All I ask for in return is a like, a share, and subscribe to my channel. I'm not going to run ads on this. I'm going to make these videos 5 to 10 minutes, easy, quick, but very beneficial for you guys to start learning how to really succeed in this industry. I've grown my bankroll to over 7 figures over the last 8 years following these strategies, these processes, and understanding what I'm about to teach you guys. So it's key for you guys to understand this if you really want to succeed in this industry. Some of you guys are a little more advanced and this video will be useless because you understand odds and lines. And that's awesome for you. Continue following on to my videos because I'm going to come out with more advanced stuff little by little. For now, I'm going to touch the basic for the people that are starting off because I want to help everyone. And as we go on, we'll touch on more advanced topics that will benefit the rest of you guys if you guys are a little more advanced. Let's start it off. So there's three different types of odds, and I'm going to touch primarily the American odds, which is what most of you guys play. To keep it simple, I'm going to give you an example. Dolphins against the New England Patriots. When you open a sports book, there's odds. And in front of those odds, there's a plus or a minus sign. And that shows you and gives you everything you need to know on who's favorite and who's underdog and what you're going to have to put in order to win what. And when a team is favorite, that means they will have a minus sign in front of the odds. And let's say it'll be minus 200. When it's minus, that shows you and indicates how much money you have to put in order to win $100. So I'll repeat that. When it's a minus sign, that shows you how much money you have to put in order to win $100. So if it's minus 200, you got to put 200 to win 100. If it's minus 500, you got to put 500 to win 100. Now, why is that important to know? It's important to know because once you understand that, you will have rules in place that, for example, in my case, I don't take teams over minus 200. It's too much risk for little reward. So that's the importance behind knowing these odds. Let's go on to the plus. The plus is the underdogs. The underdogs shows you a plus in front with the number. Now that number is different from the minus because that number shows you how much you'll get paid out if you put $100. So let's say it's plus 200 or plus 300. That shows you that if you put $100, you will win $200. If it's plus 300, you put $100 to win $300. And that's the underdog. Minus, favorite, underdog, plus. So let's go on to key number two. The importance of understanding odds is knowing the probability and the implied probabilities of the teams winning. When you get a little more advanced into this, the odds break down the implied probability of the team winning. In simple terms, the odds give you the chances of the team winning in percentages. If it's minus 200, that means there's a 60% chance that they'll win. If the team is plus 200, that means there's a 40-35% chance of them winning. Knowing these probabilities help you with your analysis because, again, once you become an investor, a pro, you have rules and certain criterias and guidelines that you like to follow. And there's certain implied probabilities that I don't take. If a team has a 5% implied probability of winning, I'm not gonna take them. Not even if I like them the most, a lot. It's just not gonna happen. There's rules that I don't break. And that's the importance of knowing implied probabilities. Now, you don't have to spin your head around this term or any of that because nowadays, Action Network and a bunch of different websites give you that automatically. It's a lot of fancy lingo, but at the end of the day, with all the technology, it's all online, guys. You just gotta know where to look. And if you guys don't know where to look, you can actually Google what a certain odds, what their implied probability is, and it'll give it to you guys. So you guys don't have to go crazy trying to figure this out. When I started doing this, I have to do the actual equation to figure it out through a spreadsheet. Now it's all online, guys, so there's really no excuses to why you guys shouldn't know this and you guys shouldn't start profiting more doing this, right? Key number three in knowing all these odds and knowing the implied probability is if you have access to it, you can shop different lines in different sports books. If you're in Vegas, if you're in Canada, you got BetMGM, you got FanDuel, you got Barstool, you got all these different books that gives you that edge to find the best line. It might seem minuscule at first. It might seem stupid at first to bet in another book to save $2-3. But again, if you're an investor and thinking long-term, $2-3 a day over 10 years is a decent amount of change to save. So if you have that access to different sports books, I highly suggest you sign up for all of them. Take advantage of their bonus bets, all that good stuff that they offer as long as they don't tie your money, and shop the best lines and pick the best odds when you're picking your place, when you're taking your action. You're gonna profit more. This game is all about small little edges, guys. And that's a small little edge right there. Getting the best line because you have multiple sports books. Knowing your implied probabilities, understanding odds, that is key for you to succeed in this industry. And I know it's a little basic, but if you don't know anything about sports betting, this is gonna be very beneficial because I know that costed me a lot of money and time to understand when I started off. I wanted to share this with you guys. I wanted to give you guys access to my Telegram below. Click that link below. It's in my descriptions. I post a lot of free content there and free plays there so you guys see my results. And along with that, if you guys are in a little more advanced stages of sports investing, you got a $5,000-$10,000 bankroll, and you're really looking to take this to that next level, really looking to learn how to do this for yourself and make it a full-time business, I have a little mastermind with a couple guys that I teach how to do this professionally. I've been doing this for the last year and it's been going great. I took them to Vegas, they're learning, they're growing, they're expanding, and I wanna do that with you too if you're ready for that, if you're ready to make this a full-time business. If that's you guys, comment below or message me on my Instagram. It's in the description, my profile, and I'll share exactly the steps I've taken and what you need to do to become a professional sports investor. Guys, this is lesson one, simple and sweet, and each week they will get more advanced. So I'm gonna start with the basics, the very nitty-gritty of it, and little by little, I'm gonna open up to the strategies and all that good stuff that most of you guys want. Now again, if you guys enjoyed this show, if you guys have learned something from it, if you guys have found value from it, please share it. That's how I grow the show, through value exchange. As you guys can see, I don't run ads on this. I find it annoying. I just grow it via word of mouth, and I thank you for sharing the show if you're gonna share it or if you've shared it before, and I thank you for everybody watching for the support. This is lesson one. Next week, lesson two will come out. Cheers.